Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The sentencing phase in the trial of Dylan Roof is scheduled to begin on Tuesday. The jury will decide if Roof should receive the death penalty for killing 9 black worshippers at a Charleston, South Carolina church in 2015. And we'll keep our eyes on that trial. But we want to turn now to another case, this one involving Ronald Gray, a former soldier who was tried in the military court system. His case has been tied up in the courts for more than 2 decades, but a judge recently lifted a stay on his execution. And if Gray is put to death, he would be the first U.S. military execution since 1961. Drew Brooks is military editor at the Fayetteville Observer in North Carolina, and he joins us via Skype. Drew, first of all, start us off by telling us about the crimes that Ronald Gray was convicted of.
Well, it all started with a series of crimes in Fayetteville, which is just outside of Fort Bragg, in the spring of 1986, and at least 5 women were attacked, 3 of them killed, and another was reported missing, and investigators later found her body and identified her as a 4th victim. He was linked to the crime starting in early 1987, when one of his victims who had been raped but not killed went to the police. The next day, investigators on Fort Bragg found the body of Kimberly Ann Ruggles, a cab driver, and later linked Gray to the slayings of Linda Jean Coates, a college student, Tammy Cofer Wilson, the wife of a soldier, and Private Laura Lee Vickery Clay, a soldier and wife of a soldier, who also lived in the mobile home park where Gray lived.
So horrible crimes. He was tried in the military justice system and also tried in civilian courts as well. Is that right?
Yes, he pleaded guilty in civilian courts to 2 of the murders and several rapes and some other crimes as well. The military justice system tried him the next year in 1988, and he pleaded not guilty but was ultimately convicted of the 2 remaining murders and 3 rapes.
Well, he received multiple life sentences in those civilian courts, and of course he received a death sentence in the military justice system. Now, I understand that his execution was supposed to happen 8 years ago, but it did not. What happened then?
Part of the delay between 1988 and now came from a unique requirement of military courts. For a death sentence to be carried out, it actually needs presidential approval. By the time his appeal worked its way through the court system and the sentence was ultimately given presidential approval by President Bush in 2008, a considerable amount of time had already passed. Then, shortly after Bush approved the execution, officials set a date for it, but Gray's lawyers filed an additional federal appeal, and a judge in a court in Kansas, which is where Gray is being held, awarded a stay of execution, and that was in place up until just a couple of weeks ago.
And what was the justification for the stay?
It was meant to give Gray's lawyers additional time to make their appeals and bring up some possible errors that the court system may have allowed during his court-martial back in 1988.
I see. Is he making an argument in his appeal that he still believes he's not guilty?
Well, Gray's lawyers have made about 2 dozen assignments of error in his case, but most of those have to deal with whether the military had jurisdiction to try him in the first place and whether Gray had the mental capacity to stand trial. Most of the attempts seem to be geared towards getting the death sentence lifted, not necessarily overturning the entire conviction.
Well, as you mentioned, it was President George W. Bush who approved Gray's execution back in 2008. And I see in your reporting that Gray is the only person on the military's death row whose execution has received that approval. How many others are on death row in the military justice system?
There are 6 inmates in total on death row in the military justice system. They include Timothy Hennis, which is another Fort Bragg case, slaying of a family in Fayetteville. It involves the Fort Hood shooter, and it involves a few other high-profile cases that have come out in the last couple of decades.
Now, in the beginning of this conversation, we talked about how the last U.S. military execution was in 1961, so quite some time ago. Tell us about that. What's the significance that Ronald Gray may be the first person to be put to death in the military justice system in more than 50 years.
I think it speaks to the heinousness of the crimes. These crimes really terrorized the area as they were taking place.
Yeah. And so you're there in Fayetteville. How is this case resonating there, since it seems like it's now moving forward to some kind of conclusion?
There are certainly some locals who can remember the terror and the fear that was throughout the community when they were taking place in the late 80s. And others are just, they seem surprised that he's still alive and is still waiting out his sentence.
Well, Drew Brooks is military editor at the Fayetteville Observer. Drew, thank you so very much.
Thank you.